So our company name is Mediate. We are developing an artificial intelligence system that can locate objects and understand the layout of spaces from a camera. So we are trying to develop the system that can, when you ask where a table is, it can say there's a table 15 feet away, there are two chairs in front of it, and there are a couple of people around the table. So we just got awarded from National Science Foundation to develop this technology. So we're going to be developing it over the next few years. In parallel, we are developing kind of mobile applications that start putting these in use, and we have developed the first version of the first app for this. So the way the app works is you ask the app what you're looking for, and it buzzes when it sees the object you're looking for. Let me try to do a very basic demonstration here. Person.
I am looking for person.
So now the camera sees Jerry. It's beeping. It's looking at the whiteboard. It doesn't see anyone. When it sees Jerry, it beeps. It also works for chair, door, stairs, elevators, tables, and trash cans.
Sorry, could not understand that.
Yeah. Right now, the version is on Android, but we are going to start working on iOS immediately. And today, what we want to do is two things. One is, if anyone is willing to test the app and walk around for like a couple minutes, that would be great, so we can see how a potential user uses the mobile phone and you would use the app.
I'll try it.
If anyone else is interested in meeting up later or staying in touch and hearing about our app, we can also collect your contact information and reach out to you.
So is it in the app? Is it in the Play Store now? Or is it just a sort of a beta app now?
It's a beta app right now. It's not in the store. We will start it distributing in coming months.
Yeah.
What is the cost of the app?
We are not sure yet. It will depend on how useful it is.
If somebody is testing, you are asking for some people to help you testing that app. After the app is developed and come to the market, are you going to give some discounts or free after that?
Yeah, if anyone is willing to test, I can give the app for free when we are in the market, for sure. No, not a problem.
Your email said that you, for the people who are testing, you will give an Amazon
certificate. Yeah, so
I think that's what he's asking.
So if anyone is willing to do like an hour testing session afterwards, we are happy to give a $20 gift card. If anyone is willing to help at all in this process, I'm happy to give the app for free when it's on the market for you. So the app is on Android. Is there anyone here that uses Android? I like can't find anyone in the US, and I know I knew it was going to be like this, but I'm just asking just in case if anyone Android user.
So tell us again what items right now it can differentiate.
Right now it can recognize people, doors, chairs, tables, elevators, stairs, and trash can.
And could I add a suggestion?
Yes.
If there was any way to make it be able to identify empty chairs, that would really be useful because,
yes,
you know, lots of times you go in a room and there are lots of chairs in there, but a lot of them are already being sat on.
When you haven't identified certain objects, I'm assuming you're putting some type of information, data in the system.
Yes.
How easy or difficult is it to put other things so that you can customize it? Can you have it learn?
Yes. So we are using an artificial intelligence system for this. So the way it works is we need to feed in lots of examples of what we wanted to learn. I just worked on developing a data set for elevators. We collected like 5,000 images of elevators, and now it's gonna learn better how to elevators. It will take us probably like half a week to add a new object. So it is not too hard, but we need to prioritize.
How many feet before an object does it start recognizing it?
So it depends kind of on the size of the object. For doors, it can know them even in like 30, 40 feet because doors are big. For chairs, it needs to be a little closer. If the camera image can see most of the object still, it can tell that it's the object. If you're too far, but it is very small, that object can the camera can't differentiate. It can tell if you're too close. For example, if you're too close to the door, then the camera just sees a flat surface, so it doesn't know it's a door. So there's that kind of sweet spot where you're just a couple feet away.
What about stairs?
So it can recognize stairs too.
And how far?
Stairs are probably 20, 30 feet.
Does it recognize just the stairs going up,
or will it recognize ones going down?
So it can recognize the ones going down, but if it can see something going down, like if it is just emptiness, it can't recognize. But if you can hold it from above where it can see some stairs coming up, it can tell that there are stairs. Going up is relatively easier.
Does the beeping get faster as it gets closer to
It will. That is what the first thing they're going to build, they're going to improve on.
And will it say what the thing is that it's recognizing?
It can in the future, but not in the short term. That's a challenging problem.
Will it identify a trash can if it's tipped over?
Probably not. So the way this works is it tries to figure out general visual characteristic of the object. So with a trash can, it mostly just looks for cylindrical or kind of rectangular shapes that have a hole on top, which is a dark hole, and it's on the ground. If the trash can is upside down and in between other things, it will think it is just like something else.
What about the trash cans that have like the openings on the side?
So it may be able to tell a little bit, but it's probably going to be less successful with those.
Right now it makes a beep. Are you able to change that so it's a vibration or some other?
Yes, we are adding vibration. Personally, I want to make it even more musical than beep, so it is actually fun to use it. So we are going to play with a lot of options there.
I guess the one thing that concerns me is that there are lots of things around. It's going to be really important that it reject the wrong things while it's looking for the right thing. And I know you select what it is that you want it to find.
Yeah. You probably, most of you use TapTapC or something like that. So the thing with those apps are they're looking for like 100 different things every single time. So they may give you the wrong thing, but we went about it in a different way. Ours is a more task-driven approach. So when you say a chair, we are only really looking for a chair. Oh yeah, our user found his chair.
One thing you might want to include in the things that it looks for is bus stop signs, because that is really, maybe not so much in Boston, but in a lot of places, that's a huge issue. I know when I lived in Connecticut, there were signs in the middle of the block sometimes, and people didn't seem to know where they were. So, and in many places, if you're not standing within a few feet of the bus stop sign, the bus will just go right by you as if you weren't there. That's a real important one.
Along the same lines, traffic light buttons might be useful too.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are very difficult to find sometimes.
Yeah, can be, yeah.
Is Mika ready to give us a report?
Sure. So I guess they described the app a little bit.
Yeah.
I would first say that whenever we see like a lot of new things, whether it be here or at a conference, usually we're pretty skeptical because a lot of people come up with ideas of either things that we don't need or things that they don't really talk to blind people before they make them, or they come up with ideas that are like so far down the road that you don't know if it'll ever, come to fruition. But this one does seem to be more advanced and more close to release than a lot of types of things that we see. So in the app there are different buttons, and you kind of hit the button, like let's say you're looking for a door or stairs. So you can either voice that or press, for instance, doors, stairs, or trash can. So out there, for instance, I hit the button for trash can and then kept just scanning around with the camera. And when it found the trash can, it made kind of like a beeping sound. And if you pointed the camera away from it, it would stop you, so it's kind of like getting warmer, as you're getting closer to the trash can. So it was very practical, it's a very practical thing to be able to like find a trash can, and there's not really a good app, out there to do things like that. It also, did find the stairs and the door, and then, when we got to this row, it does look for chairs, for empty chairs. So, if it was out, I would definitely download it and play with it some more. And I'm, eager to see where it goes and what additional things you can see. There's also a lot of the sort of dedicated hardware devices that can help you, like if you're in line, knowing when the person in front of you moves, and there is a person thing in there to find a person. So maybe it could be an additional task it could do is along those lines of just knowing when the person moved up. It makes kind of a a semi-loud beeping sound. So you may want to also consider like a vibration, or I guess you could also turn down the volume of the sound, but just maybe a vibration in addition to the beeping, or something if you're around a lot of people that they may not notice it as maybe a more of a subtle sound. You know, that's just kind of icing on the cake, you know, a little enhancement to make. But it was a neat app, and it does seem like with a few little tweaks, it's not that far off from the release.
So, Mika, do you use an Android phone at all?
I have one kind of in my drawer that I yet to really take out and use, but if there was something compelling that I could get my hands on, it would probably be motivating enough to get it, to set it up and use it.
Because you're using machine learning on this app, is there a way for the person who's using it to tell the app that it was successful in finding it? And I was just wondering if that case, you had a whole network of people all sort of putting in that's a good find, bad find, if that would help your machine learning.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. We haven't thought about it.
Yeah, we were actually considering how to get the mostly wrong detections instead of the success. If it says there's a trash can, but there isn't, we should know.
Right.
The cases. Yeah, and right, it's yeah. a good idea to actually be able to sort of hit that. This was wrong or this was right, yeah. so that we can actually improve it. You're right, this is actually a neat idea.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of possibly having a device be able to take pictures of a given object from like two or three sides and then recognize that object for you?
That's a good question. That would be a great way to teach it new things if that's possible.
I mean, teaching new things are on our radar, but it's slightly a harder problem. But we definitely know the value of actually keeping track of personal items that are not generic, your own keys or remote that you know a particular object. But it's slightly a harder problem. It's because you have limited data, in that case, like a couple of images. So we are working on it, but it's probably going to be in future iterations, not right. in near future.
Right. Is the data that for these different objects, is it being held on the phone or is it going up to a server somewhere?
It's completely local on the phone.
Oh, no, okay.
Yeah. So
speech recognition and image recognition all happen in the phone.
Yeah. So if you don't have it, if you close your internet, this is going to work just fine.
Great.
How technically difficult would it be like to create favorites? For example, I have a favorite trash can. At McDonald's, I don't care about every trash can, but I want to, you know, once a week or so find that trash can. Or I don't care about every door in MIT. I'd like to be able to find room 134. Could you do something like that eventually?
It is doable. It is going to be a little bit tough, but it's doable. We kind of came across that idea when we talked to a potential user who is a guide dog, and she described how she trains the dog, and it's basically how you would train a machine learning algorithm. You know, you tell it this is the right thing, this is the wrong thing, and the dog learns. So that made us think about basically those things where you tell it what to figure out, what to find, and we start looking into it. But it is, yeah, it's probably in the middle term, not in the short term.
Yeah, in parallel, we are also looking at just location specific functions, because we know everyone has certain daily routine that they care more for certain areas in the city or in the building. We're trying to understand how we can sort of leverage location information.
Yeah, almost like a waypoint or something like that.
Also a mailbox would be another good option.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also like to add park benches. There are a lot of ACT bus stops.
We already are able to do the benches.
Okay.
Anything you can seat on is right now trained.
But you could send any updates to president@vibug.org.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to include them.
Perfect.
Okay, well, thanks both of you.